So after the first concert, we stayed near the hospital for the night, spent most of the day visiting with Dad. It was just so great to see him, and he seemed even better than the day before. Mom cried both times. The concert the second night was even better than the previous night, and the security was tighter too. The news of the concert had obviously spread, so the troops on the second night were a lot more raucous, and it was a lot more fun to perform for them. When we got to the finale, they all stood and saluted through the whole thing. I choked up singing. It was so moving. And the cheers at the end, wow. Never heard anything like it. So we stayed that night, visited with Dad again the next day, then had to catch our flight out. It was sad to leave, but they did not want us there too long. Even Dad urged us to leave, so we did. Got on a military plane again. This time we flew to Bangkok. I got to sleep during the flight. The change of time zones meant that we were doing concerts at a time when I would usually be sleeping, so I tried to catch sleep whenever I could. I went to the terminal in Bangkok just to see. Whoa, what a culture shock. I could hardly read any of the signs. I stayed close to Mom just to be sure. I'd hate to get left there. We eventually got back on the plane and flew to Narita Airport near Tokyo. It's just like Bangkok. I couldn't make heads or tails of the signs. We all went looking through the shops in the airport for the longest time. So long I had to go to the bathroom. Fortunately, I saw a sign pointing to the restroom, so I took off. Got there just in time, too. I came out and went back to where everyone was, but they were gone. I looked around to see if I could see them, but they were nowhere in sight. I was just about to panic when I heard her.
Dipa, over here.
It was the flower girl. I quickly went over to her. Wow, it's good to see you, but what are you doing here?
Silly, I'm your guardian. I look after you when no one else can. Your family's down that way. I'll take you.
My guardian? You mean you're an angel?
No. It's hard to explain. It's just, I'll always be there when no one else can be. There. See them over there?
Yeah. Gee, thanks. Hey, where'd you go? She had disappeared again. How does she do that? Anyway, I went back over and found out why they had moved. Uncle Star's fiancé was there and was showing them the best stuff.
Oh, there you are, Dipper. We were about to go look for you. Where did you go?
The bathroom.
Oh, well, it's a good thing you didn't get lost.
Well, I almost was until...
Until what?
Until I found you, of course. I couldn't tell them about the flower girl. They'd never believe me. So, Sarah had arranged for a limo to take us to the hotel we would stay at. Pretty swanky place, too. Our equipment was already taken to the military base. I was a bit surprised that no one in the airport seemed to recognize us. Guess our arrival was kept pretty secret. The concert at the military base the next day went very well, but I was in for the biggest shock of my life when we did the concert for the general public at the Tokyo Dome. I could hardly believe how many fans we had in Japan now, until the concert started. Wow! A lot of them were holding signs written in English, as well as a bunch written in Japanese. I asked someone what it said, and he smiled and said that it said, "We love you, Dipper." Whoa! Anyway, the noise during the entire concert was incredible, especially on songs where I sang the lead. They really do love me! Anyway, we finished the concert, and they kept screaming for more. So we decided to sing a song that we had not practiced, but gave it to them anyway. They liked it, of course, but they still screamed for more. Birch didn't know what to do, so I told him to hang on. I ran out on stage and talked to the orchestra leader to see if they knew a certain song. Turns out they did. So I had them start while I found a microphone. Ue o muite harukou, namira ga kobore nai you ni omoidasu haru no hi hitori bocchi no yoru ue o muite harukou nijinda hoshi o kazoete omoidasu natsu no hi hitori bocchi no yoru Se wa kumo no ue ni Shiawase wa sora no ue ni Ue o muite こぼう涙がこぼれないように泣きながら歩く一人ぼっちの夜秋の日ひとりぼっちの夜悲しみは星の影に悲しみは月の影に涙がこぼれないように泣きながら歩く一人ぼっちの夜一人ぼっちの夜
Dips, how in the world did you learn that song?
Hey, you don't spend years watching anime without learning something.